Amen. Run into the secret place. You know, last night, we talked quite a bit about tapping into the power source so that we could stay recharged. Many of you were on during that time, but just for review, we live in a plug-in society, guys. We plug into this, we plug into that. We have cords, plugs, remotes, peripherals. We got computers, tablets, and, oh yes, our phones. Well, let me ask you a question. You ever forgotten your charger? Because everything these days seems to run on batteries, right? You got AA, AAA, you actually got 4A, you got C, D, 9 volt, and those little round batteries. Popular one is called CR2032. You got boat batteries, and real popular now, you got cars. So everywhere you look, there's the influence of that power source that we've all become accustomed to relying on. And modern technology today has developed now where almost all batteries are rechargeable. And so the question I asked last night is, how do you recharge your spiritual batteries? How do you refresh and recharge yourself when you start to feel a little bit worn down? I know when our devices run out of energy, some of us can get frustrated, some others handle it differently, because we want to happen what we expect to happen. And, you know, as human beings, we have a tendency sometimes to get distracted, we get lazy sometimes, or we overwork ourselves, we go the other way. And then our batteries can start to get kind of run down. So what we really wanted to investigate is, how do you recharge your spiritual batteries? And we spent quite a bit of time looking at some translations of Philippians 4:13, which now you're thinking of. But I love the Amplified. It says, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I am ready for anything. I am equal to anything because I'm tapped in to the power source. I realize that I've got a source outside of myself that I can draw from, be strengthened by, be energized by. What a blessing. I mean, yeah, you might have times where you know, like to go work out, you like to walk, you like to maybe watch TV or do other things that help you to sort of recharge in the physical. But how about spiritually, when we're starting to really kind of get down? Maybe we're starting to feel a little depressed or hopeless or feeling anxious. And so it's good to be aware of the power source so that we can really stay recharged. But hey, once the battery is recharged and full of energy, then what happens? Do we want to just let it sit there? Well, maybe I can understand that if you're going to go on vacation, you're traveling, or you don't know when you'll be using that particular item again for a while. Maybe it's a rechargeable flashlight, and you're only going to use it in just emergencies and hope to God that it is recharged by the time you need it, right? But generally, when the device or whatever you have is fully charged, you have gone through that process with one purpose in mind, right? What is that? Using it. So just like when you click a power button, you fully expect whatever it is to turn on and to be ready for use, whatever that intended use is, be it your laptop, your sometimes TVs, maybe your battery powered, I don't know. But definitely your phone and all these other devices that we rely on so heavily for that little battery that's in there. And so to kind of make a point, when we realize the power source of our lives, which is the power of the Holy Spirit, which is Christ in you, we want it to be fully operational so it can achieve, or we can achieve, that which it or we were designed for. So this presents a really interesting question. It's not that we don't understand, and of course now even more so, the power source, but how to fully operate and function within the power source, how to let that power out, so to speak. How do you turn on that inherent power ability that's now yours? It belongs to you. How is the power activated? We don't have a physical switch like a lamp switch or a wall switch, even though we have an awareness that the device, and in our case, us, has the necessary power to operate properly. There's not anybody on this phone call that has a doubt in their mind that on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was given, which was a fulfillment of that promise in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive what? Power. After that, the Spirit is become upon you. It's not the reception of the Spirit that is really my quest in sharing tonight. It's activating or what energizes that Spirit so we can operate and function exactly the way we were designed to operate. Because we need that Spirit of Christ in us, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. It needs to be energized. So we plug into the power source, we recharge our batteries. For what purpose? So that we can function, we can operate, we can be strengthened to our full potential. If you have a Bible there, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I think you know where I'm going here. And if not, you can just listen along. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Because there are 9 manifestations or evidences of that spiritual life that we've been given so freely by God's grace, which is the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, power from on high. Okay, what do they say in a court of law? We defer to that, or we accepted that. I can't think of the word right now, but we do something to just realize that we do accept, okay? But now, walking with the manifestation, the evidence of that Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Boy, this is a diamond we've discovered here. Unfortunately, many of us have had exposure to the teaching of this verse. But in the operation of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is kind of where, I don't know, I like to kind of say the rubber meets the road. And what is it within that Spirit power that will really cause that Spirit to be energized and quickened? So that we are sensitive spiritually when the opportunities present themselves, that we will be not just able, but we will be bold and we will be confident to move into those situations. And so I want to take a look at Ephesians chapter 3, and I want to do a similar thing like I did last night with Philippians chapter 4. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Which is just an absolutely incredible section of the scripture that'll talk about us being energized and strengthened and how that process can occur to the point that we can manifest the greatness of Christ in us. But before I do, I played a song last night. I think it's just such a blessing to hear this song one more time. So hold on, guys. Here we go.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are in all the searching, all the grasping. Like we deserve much more than all these blessings we're holding. So now I'm running free into an ocean of mercy, unending. Things I once was chasing after. Throw off these heavy chains that I have let become my master.
Christ in me, the power source that we can tap into, we can draw from. And that's what we're going to look at here briefly in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. And the King James says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by what? His what? Spirit. Where? In the inner man. That inner man, that Christ in you, that Holy Spirit. It's God's desire, God's prayer, God's will for us to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The Amplified says, may he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his Spirit in your inner self. And may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, who dwells in your innermost being. It's everything you are is part of that Christ within you. He's hands behind your hands, eyes behind your eyes, all your senses have Christ's Spirit right there within them. Wow. That we can be strengthened. One version says, asking that he would grant to you in accordance with the riches of his glory, that you be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner person. Your inner person. Well, I tell you guys, this is a great, 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 great key in learning to operate and function in the power of God. Because all of these verses, although they don't really come right down and say it, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 here for just a moment. Because one of those nine manifestations, and it's the one that most of us, if not all of us, have become very proficient at over the years, and yet it becomes, in my mind, still the foundation of our spiritual life that energizes and strengthens. It is that Spirit that is strengthening us in the inner man. How do we do that? Wow, let's look at this verse in 14:4. 1 Corinthians 14:4. He that speaks in a tongue does what? Edifies himself. But he that prophesies edifies the church. Go up to verse 2 again. He that speaks in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Man, this manifestation of speaking in tongues, the proof positive in the senses world that Christ is the Lord of your life, that God raised Jesus Christ, that you've been born again, and filled with the power of the Spirit, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, guys. When they received, they spoke in tongues. That was the miracle of Pentecost. Now, the phenomenon was that those people gathered around them understood what was being said. That's no guarantee. That was a phenomenon. But the miracle that happened as a result of the new birth is that these gentlemen, and then later on, numerous other people spoke in tongues. If you haven't read Bob Linfeld's book on speaking in tongues, where it talks about the benefits of it, then I would encourage you to look at that, get a copy on Amazon, but not just to read it for the knowledge, but to read it for the application. That's what we're talking about here. Speaking in tongues has so many different benefits, and we don't have the time tonight to go through every one of them. I'm just mentioning a couple here. Hey, God wants us to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The energizing of the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God within us. How can we do that? We can do it in a variety of ways. I mean, we can renew our minds, we can read the Bible, we can pray, we can fellowship, we can go to church, we can do a number of things, listen to music, all these different things. But the true spiritual energizing of the Spirit of God within you, speaking in tongues, is so, so, so important. It ended up being the one manifestation that God had presented at the day of Pentecost. And even though people think speaking in tongues is dead now, or died with the apostles, or it's from the devil, or whatever, that doesn't matter. Because I speak in tongues, and if you've been instructed, you speak in tongues. You can speak in tongues right now, right? I'm not making those words up. But boy, that operation of that manifestation of the Spirit does something in the spiritual world that probably it'll take a gathering together for all of us to really understand. It's praise. It makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It brings rest to your soul. It's the proof that you are a child of God. It helps you in your weakness where you can't even think big enough. Great to know all the things that it does. But my encouragement tonight is to do it. To do it. Because as we begin this process of making speaking in tongues habitual, we will realize that we are being strengthened in the inner man. We are being assisted. We are being helped. And we are becoming much more sensitive to the voice of God when He speaks. Amen? Gosh, it's just such a great subject, guys. For us to be able to get not only our batteries recharged, but then to utilize the benefits of what that recharging does, what we have as a result. I'd like to close tonight in a similar fashion as I did last night with a writing by a gentleman by the name of Steve Furtick. He is somewhat of a popular pastor online, and I believe he travels and teaches with Hillsong. But he wrote this, and I just thought it was so fabulous. I kind of edited it a little bit, but you get the point. It's called "I Can Handle It." Today is a new day. It will bring brand new blessings and brand new battles. But within every uncertainty, there is hidden possibility. So I don't dread any challenge that lies ahead, because I remember all the victories behind. And my confidence is not in my circumstance. The Spirit of God is my supply. I'm steady under pressure, and I'm ready for whatever. Because whatever comes my way today, the outcome is I overcome. It's Christ in me. I am enough. I can handle it. I can't afford to stay afraid or let my faith hesitate. My purpose is at stake, and He who called me is faithful. His strength is in me. That's in me is greater than any pain I feel or any enemy I face. The promise of God is mine for the taking. Every plan He has made is guaranteed to come to pass. It will happen. If I don't back down, if I won't let go, it will happen. If I don't stop short, if I won't sell out, it will happen by faith. But faith doesn't take the fear away. It teaches me to fight it. So bring the battle. I'm ready now. I've got something for Goliath. I can handle it. My power flows from His presence. So I won't stay stuck in what was or worry about what will be. My regrets have been redeemed, and my tests have become my lessons. My focus is fixed. My heart is expectant. I'm set. I'm not nervous about what's next because my eyes are on the throne. I trust the one who called me, and I trust the one who leads me. I can handle it. Father God, You are so amazingly good and kind just to allow us one day, one second, to worship You perfectly, Father, to pray in tongues and speak in tongues. And gosh, we don't even know all the benefits. No matter how many books we write or how long we study it, it's great to know, and I love that. But I want to do it too, God, and I just pray You see our hearts. It's just such a genuine way to really express our love and thanksgiving to just You, and in a way that You understand. And, man, if anybody understands us, You do. We don't understand ourselves half the time, but I'm thankful that You do, Lord. So pray that this sharing tonight has blessed God's people and that we are all inspired a little bit more to recharge our batteries by understanding who's the source and then get those batteries charged up and then be able to operate in the power of the Spirit, Father, which just does nothing but bring glory to You. Glory to You. And those angels just rejoice and will be throughout all eternity. We pray in the name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.